Old Faithful Geyser is one of the most popular areas in Yellowstone National Park, but nearly 800 years ago, a significant climate event caused the geyser to go dormant. Wyoming Public Radio's Ivy Engel had a conversation with U.S. Geological Survey research geologist Shaul Hurwitz, who studied this strange period.
Based on a bunch of different reasons, we think that most of the big geysers in Yellowstone, including Old Faithful, are a few thousand years old. They're post-glacial. That means that after the glaciers receded from Yellowstone about 13 or 14,000 years ago, that's when geysers started forming. But exactly how long after that, we don't know. And some of them erupted and then stopped. So the same thing with Old Faithful. We don't know when it started, but we do know that the last few hundred years, it was erupting relatively constant.
What led you to look at the petrified trees around Old Faithful for evidence of previous eruptions or non-eruptions?
So I know that today, for example, there's no trees that grow on active geyser mounts. So when the geysers erupt, the water that splashes on the trees would not let them grow. So any of the geysers in the Yellowstone that you go around them, there are no trees. I read a paper that was published in the 1950s by a park naturalist describing a tree and some other trees. I didn't know how much, but he described the tree and the trees. So I knew that there was something special that when that tree was there, the geyser was probably not erupting just by standing from what we know now. So I was curious to know when that tree grew there to understand what were the conditions that led to that tree growing and what was with a geyser then that is different than it is today. So I applied with several colleagues to the National Park Service. And then when the park approved it, we went out there and sampled those wooden trees.
And what are some of the things you found?
We had a total of 41 samples that we used for radiocarbon dating. And we sent it in two batches. But the first batch we sent to the lab, and when we got the results, it was one of those too good to be true. All the results kind of clustered within about 100 years. I had to convince myself that that's a real result and not some random results. So I sent another batch, and those second batch also came exactly within the same about 100-year range, which is quite surprising. When you get radiocarbon dates, you have to do some corrections. And so we did the corrections. And after the corrections, everything came to be within about 100 years from about mid-13th to mid-14th century. So that was quite surprising. So I had to find out what were the conditions in the 13th, 14th centuries. So when I looked at climate, really, it ends up that was just towards the end of a very dry period all over the western U.S. It's called medieval climate anomaly. All the way to California, it was a very sustained, protracted period of droughts. Geysers need water. No water, if it's extreme, probably no eruptions. If it's less water, the eruptions can still go on, but be less frequent. So what happened then is probably was a very long period of sustained long droughts that caused the geyser not to erupt. And therefore, that allowed the trees, which are lodgepole pines, which are very adaptable to occupy the mound for that duration. And then when climate conditions changed again, it became a bit more wet, the geyser started erupting and the trees died and no more trees grew since.
Do seasonal droughts affect the geyser's eruption or just mega droughts?
At the end of the 20th century, beginning of the 21st, there were a few years with relatively dry. And when that happened, we could see that the average of the annual interval of Old Faithful slightly lengthened when there was less precipitation. So we did see that correlation that, again, what happened, the geyser didn't stop, but average over 1 year, the eruptions were a few minutes longer, the intervals between eruptions.
How does your research relate to current climate predictions?
My research and this paper is trying to say, okay, in response to any climate, regardless of what the cause is, this is what Old Faithful might do. We rely in our paper on other studies that try to use models to predict the regional climate. And we say if their models would hold, this is what might happen to Old Faithful. But again, if it doesn't hold, this would not happen to Old Faithful. But two of my co-authors in this paper are also from the U.S. Geological Survey, and they are climatologists. They reproduced the 13th century climate based on records that we have. We did not do any reconstruction or extension into the future. That is something that I know it's sensitive, so we just use other models and say, if these models will hold, this is what will happen. Because again, the focus of this research was the finding of those trees and understanding why the geyser was erupting and not necessarily on the climate itself, which there's a lot of different paper that shows the impact of that medieval climate anomaly drought that I mentioned.
What does this mean for the future of Old Faithful and Yellowstone in general?
Yellowstone overall draws about, last few years, about 4 million visitors a year, and the Park Service has to plan the infrastructure to host these 4 million that would allow, for example, an amount of people to watch the geyser every eruption. If, as predicted, into the mid-21st century, conditions would be drier and drier, not only would we have more fires in Yellowstone, but it might be that the eruptions of Old Faithful would, for example, lengthen. The intervals would lengthen, not the eruption. The intervals between eruptions, that means that you would have at any given point more people waiting to see the eruptions in the Old Faithful area. So the Park Service would have to adapt the infrastructure to accommodate that change, for example. That's just one implication. If it goes for a sustained period of a lot of dryness, then maybe we'll get, you know, much longer intervals. Or if it was like that sustained drought in the 13th century, we might get even cessation if it's really extreme and sustained for a long time.
Shaul Hurwitz is a research geologist with the U.S. Geological Survey who studied Old Faithful's eruption history. Thank you so much for chatting with me.
Thank you very much.